John. I have to tell them all that. Okay, start the clock. Whoever gives to the needy honours God. Those words will stay with me forever. It's a proverb. First time I heard it was in my church one Sunday morning, long time ago. Robin Bowles was the man who uttered those words. And at the time, I remembered it, but it wasn't that relevant to me. I was working when I left school. I was working in a job, so I didn't really care too much to go into third level education or anything like that. So I was happy enough. But some friends of mine had heard about this new place, JobCare, who, under this motivation of giving to the needy, i.e. the unemployed people in Dublin, they'd heard about this program and they were going to try and help themselves get work. I suppose I should have started by saying this is really a big thank you to the people who are here tonight. It's a testament to the work they've done and the belief and the motivation. So at any juncture, if I forget to do that, just remind me. Anyway, when I left school, shortly after, I'd lost my job and I didn't really know what to do. So I kind of looked at CAO and I looked at FOSS, and I figured the lesser evil was to go and study something in FOSS for 9 months, which I was kind of half interested in. But at the end of the 9 month, 12 months really, of working in FOSS and training, I was completely disillusioned. And this job care opportunity came up. So I went along to an open day and was completely blown away by the people that were there. It was a crazy gang, is the only words I could use to describe them, including the ringleader here, Mr. Mooney. But heartfelt, genuine people who took me under their wing and loved me and accepted me. I did the EPC. Targeted jobs, but at first didn't find anything, so was kind of lost. And the opportunity came then to actually come and work for the organisation, which I did for 3 years. Those 3 years were very hugely significant in my own personal development and in loads of aspects of my life, including professional and personal. I spent those 3 years working as a recruiter, knocking on the doors of every head case in Dublin inner city. Also working as a fundraiser, which was a huge eye-opener and a great experience. And then working in the accounts department, which was the biggest eye-opener of all to me. Now, all the while, I was being encouraged by JobCare to pursue my dream of being a musician, a self-employed musician. So I was working in the background doing that. I was working in JobCare, I was rehearsing with a band, and I was working nights in some, like, at Holland Drumcondra. So I was very flat out. I also met my beautiful wife there as well, so JobCare is a lot to answer for. Gives another roll of the eyes there. So when my 3 years came to an end, the end of JobCare, the team really encouraged me and pushed me to go for the band full-time, which we did. We got a record deal. They encouraged us with what was available with the social welfare, with the back-to-work allowance scheme was a big thing that was introduced, which meant that we could work with the band and get paid and just really follow our dream. So that happened for a few years, and then it stopped suddenly. So I was back to being on the dole again, being disillusioned and just wondering why God had suddenly given us this and then suddenly taken it away. And a couple of new opportunities opened up in areas of worship, which I pursued as well. So, I mean, it wasn't all lost. But from an employment perspective, I was really at the bottom of the pit again. It was tough. So I came back for a second stint at JobCare, and they really they said, let's look at what you've done here. And it was really putting into practice what they were preaching and walking with me and looking at what was on my CV. And I took that from the history of working there in the accounts department. What I did then was I decided I'd like to go back to college. So they encouraged me to go and do a degree, which I studied for 5 years and got my degree. At the same time, a friend of mine had given me an indication that a guy he had worked for had a position opening. So I had absolutely no interview experience. I was completely I had no idea what way to approach it. So again, I sat down with the guys in the EPC and they said, okay, here's how you're going to target this job. Here's how you're going to sell yourself. Here's how you're going to say, this is what I've come from and this is where I'm going. And it was practical support, and it was people who actually knew me and who'd gotten to know me. There were some new faces there who sat with me again and basically said, here's how you're going to sell yourself into this job. And when I got the interview, boy, did I sell myself into that job. And I got it. I was on a trial, and I'm here 9 years later. I'm still working for the same company. So, I mean, I have a lot to be grateful for JobCare within that time. Within the time as well, I was invited to come back and be a member of the board, which was a huge experience, just to see the strategy and the heart, and people like Paul and... just all the crew who were on the board, they really taught me a lot, and just what goes into behind the scenes, and just how big a feature and how big an influence God and Jesus is in all of this, because it's practical on the ground, it's an operational level, and every day you're coming in and you're working, and the crew that are working with Johnny, etc., it's they're brilliant, but I just really have to take my hat off to the way they've walked out the gospel, and that verse which comes back to me, whoever is good to the needy honors God, and that's what they're doing. They're living that proverb, and I'm just really thankful for the significant blessings that I can count in the last 10-15 years of my life, and a lot of them have come directly through JobCare's hand, you know, and being a part of what God is doing in my life. So I just really want to say thanks to them, and just really anybody else who's been touched or blessed by them will agree with me. I just really want to say thanks to Paul, to all the guys who've been a part in my life. So thank you. God bless you.
So that's a fantastic story, isn't it, to hear? So what we're going to do now is we're going to invite those who are part of JobCare to come forward, and then those who have been serving coffee also can pray as well. It's amazing, isn't it, what we can do here. So if we could invite the guys up here, because we want to really bless you.